Thank you, Gary. I'd like to be 54. Tonight I'm going to... I've got my sermon titled An Unchanging God. And I hope to establish, as stated in Matthew 18:16, just one verse, that the different prophets at different times said the same thing, only in different words, which proves this to be true, that we do have an unchanging God. In Matthew 18:16, we find Jesus talking here with his disciples. And I want to read the last half of that verse. That in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Now, when I read this verse, it tells me that when I read a verse in Alma, which is one verse, Alma 5:35 on page 325, says, neither doth he vary from that which he hath said, neither hath he a shadow of turning from the right to the left, or from the right to that which is wrong. Therefore, his course is one eternal round. This verse, and about 26 more, and I'm sure there's more than that, I could find in the scriptures that tell us the same thing. Different words from each one, basically, but all meaning the same. More than two or three witnesses, that we had better pay attention, because the Lord means exactly what he says, and what he says will come to pass. Not necessarily right now, but it'll come to pass in God's own time. And it will come to pass just exactly like he said it would. Makes no difference whether he said it back in 24 BC or here in 2017 AD. It will come to pass as he says. And I'd like to bring forth a few things that Jesus said would happen and see if they happened or not. We have to remember, though, that not all the things he said were going to happen. Are always very pleasant things, because man just would not do what he was told to do. So man had to live with what he brought forth into himself. I'd like to start in Noah's time and the Lord's displeasure with man at that time. I'm going to read one verse in Genesis 6 to start out with. I'm going to start with verse 9, and I'm going to read two more after that. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Drop down to verse 11. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now go to Genesis 7. I'm going to read from 1 to 4. Genesis 7, 1 to 4. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee I have seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, and the male and his female, and the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of the fowls thou the earth by sevens, and the male and female, to keep the seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made, I will destroy off the face of the earth. Let's go down to verse 10 and 11. And it came to pass that after 7 days that the waters of the flood were up on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, in the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened up. And rain was upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. You know, Noah's faith had to be something that we can't understand. The Lord told him to build this big boat. Why, he had no idea at the time. And he had to wonder just really what was going on, because in the second chapter of Genesis, verse 5 and 6, it tells us that the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth, that it had been watered by a mist that came up from the ground. So when it started to rain, he didn't know what that was. He'd never seen rain before. But because of his faith, he followed the instructions of the Lord and built the ark and did everything that he said to do right down to the T. The Lord foretold of the scattering of the Jews for their transgression. Find that in Deuteronomy 28:64. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from one end of the earth even unto the other. And thereabout shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. One verse, two verses in that Jeremiah 13th chapter. Therefore I will scatter them as stubble that passeth away by the wind of the wildernesses. This is thy lot and the portion of the measures that come from me, saith the Lord, because thou hast forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. Let's go to, I'm just going to read one verse here in Ezekiel 11th chapter. It tells us that they would be gathered again. Therefore I say, thus saith the Lord God, that I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where ye have been scattered, and I will bring you unto the land of Israel. Going to read on page 25 in 1 Nephi. Third Nephi, third chapter, 16th to the 18th verse. Yea, even my father spake much concerning the Gentiles, and also concerning the house of Israel, that they should be compared like unto an olive tree, whose branches should be broken off, and should be scattered upon all the face of the earth. Wherefore, he said, it must needs be, we should lead with one accord unto the promised land, unto the fulfilling of the word of the Lord, that we should be scattered upon all the face of the earth. And after the house of Israel should be scattered, they should be gathered together again. In Amos, two verses, 9th chapter, 14th and 15th verse. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit thereof. And I will plant upon them their land, that they should no more be pulled out of their land which I have given them. Thus saith the Lord God. This prophecy, not all but some in this group tonight, we live to see it come to pass. In 1948, the country that we know as Israel was reestablished once again. Once again, it was recognized by most of the world, other than the Arab countries. I would like to read a few things other that have been fulfilled, and some that haven't yet. But the evidence is there, and we know that they will be there and will come to pass when God is ready. I want to read in 2 Nephi, we'll start on page 157, quite lengthy. And start in the 56th verse. Know ye not that I, the Lord your God, have created all men, and that I remember they which were up on the isles of the sea, and I rule in the heavens above and the earth beneath, and I bring forth my word unto the children of men, yea, even unto all nations of the earth. Wherefore murmur you, because ye shall receive more of my word. Know ye not that the testimony of two nations is a witness unto you that I am God, that I remember one nation like unto another. Wherefore I speak the same words unto one nation like unto another. And when the two nations shall run together, the testimony of two nations shall also run together. And I do this that I may prove unto many that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that I speak forth my words according to mine own pleasure. And because I have spoken one word, ye need not suppose that I cannot speak another. For my work is not yet finished. Neither shall it be until the end of man, neither from that time henceforth and forever. Wherefore, because ye have a Bible, ye need not suppose that it contains all my words. Neither need ye suppose that I have not caused more to be written. For I commend all men, both in the east and the west, and the north and the south, in the islands of the sea, that they shall write the words which I speak unto them. For out of the books which shall be written, I will judge the world, every man according to his works, according to that which is written. For behold, I speak unto the Jews, and they write it. And I shall speak unto the Nephites, and they shall write it. And I shall speak unto the other tribes of the house of Israel, which I have led away, and they shall write it. And I will speak unto all nations of the earth, and they will write it. And it shall come to pass that the Jews shall have the words of the Nephites, and the Nephites shall have the words of the Jews. And the Nephites and the Jews shall have the words of the lost tribes of Israel. And the lost tribes of Israel shall have the words of the Nephites and the Jews. And it shall come to pass that my people, which are of the house of Israel, shall be gathered home unto their lands of their possession, and my words shall be gathered in one. And I will show them that the fight against my word and against my people, which are of the house of Israel, that I am God. And I covenanted with Abraham that I would remember his seed forever. Now, much of this that I have just read has come to pass. Some has been fulfilled, but there is much more in the scriptures that are yet to be filled. There's one prophecy, though, in all the prophecies and above, in all the scriptures, in my opinion. And it was first given in the year 742 BC. And again, every few hundred years until it was fulfilled. There are several scriptures that tell this prophecy. And I'm going to read just a few because they prove just exactly what Jesus said in Matthew. And I'm going to read that again. You don't need to turn to it because it's just part of a verse. That in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Now I know some of you are going to figure it out real quick when I start about these prophecies. I'm going to start in the 7th chapter of Isaiah. One verse, the 14th verse. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. 2 Nephi. Page 125, chapter 927, one verse. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Staying there in the 9th chapter of 2 Nephi, going to read one more verse on page 128, the 66th verse. For unto you a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Matthew 1st, number 1, verse 21 and 23. And she'll bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet of the Lord, saying, Behold, a virgin with a child shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. These prophecies came to pass just as they were given. We might ask a question. Why was Jesus born? He was born to teach us the laws of God, that we might find that straight and narrow way. If we understand and use those laws in our life to find and stay on that straight and narrow path, that will lead us to one of those mansions that he said he would prepare for us if we followed his laws. If we pay attention to what he said, truly one of those mansions could be ours for eternity. Can we deny that the birth of Christ was the most important event for all mankind to ever take place on the earth? I can't. Without a doubt, his birth has affected more lives than any other single event. His life and his sacrifice of his life has given you and I the hope, the chance to live with him and his Father for all eternity. But to do that, we must order our lives and walk as close to God as we possibly can, keeping a firm grip on that rod of iron. Without that, we're not going to get there. So we see that down through time, like Jesus said, the witnesses will bring forth and be there, that all these will come to pass exactly as they say it did or would. And as I said before, I endeavored to find a lot of places in the scriptures that said many things in different verses, different words. And I know I didn't get them all, but I found 26 or 27 myself, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he says it's going to come to pass, it's going to come to pass. Thank you for your time.